Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian. America, welcome to another epic episode of the infamous, the rogue, the legendary Von Wehhunt Show. Epic episode 86 tonight. The Barbarian is here, and the theme is the Biden-Harris Clown Show. The star date of January 20th, 2022. So glad you're all here tonight. Welcome to our Fireside Chat, America, where we will talk about the cutting-edge news of the day and where history comes alive and often rhymes and even repeats itself. It's getting to be that anybody affiliated with the January 6th melee and so-called, quote, insurrection there in Washington, D.C. is being hurriedly rounded up by Pelosi, Biden, Harris, FBI teams, shuttled into solitary confinement in some dingy Washington, D.C. crappy jail, and they throw away the key. These are political prisoners of our time. Many of them have not been charged, or their very frivolous charges have been posted against them. If you are a different radio show, I'm sure many of their listeners are incarcerated, but I'm proud to announce that I have done some digging. Not one person that's been arrested was a listener of the Von Wehhunt Show. Unfortunately for them, we give them our all, but had they been listening to my show, they would not have went to the Trump rally after post-election. The Trump Stop the Steal, and they would not have been arrested, and their lives would not have been destroyed, and their families would not still be pining for them and wanting them to come back. Their pets missed them. Their communities missed them. It's a real terrible tragedy all the way around, but these people are being used as political footballs and pawns to empower not America, but to empower the Democrat Party. It's all designed to make the Democrat Party under Schumer and Pelosi and Biden and Harris stronger and more viable. And they're going to use these people during 2022 and 2024. They're going to use them as a political football all across the fruited plain. Rest assured. Well, I would say this. We don't promise much on my radio show, but we do promise you a great show each week. And nothing but fire to the arch enemies of America and its great people. We will not relent. We will not falter. We will not fail. Tune in each week, 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, where anything can happen. Anyone can call in. After the monologue, we will take calls. Noncompliance in mass is the only way out of this communist vortex, and it starts with you, the individual. Never forget that. Now, England this past week declared no more COVID lockdowns or masks, etc. I am very suspicious of that. They basically averted a civil war over there by this pronouncement. Things were brewing over there for quite a long time over in the UK. We have many UK listeners who love the show. They write and email me each and every week about how bad it is over there in the United Kingdom. But I believe it was a shrewd move by the English policymakers to avoid a civil war or severe civil unrest, put it that way. We'll see how long it lasts, because Europe has a history of draconian laws and edicts and regulations. We'll see how long that lasts over there. There's still a huge force in Europe that wants to lock it down. The George Soros crowd, the European Parliament crowd, the EU people. So we'll see how long the libertarians get their way in England, to be continued, to be watched and monitored by the Von Weehunt Show, of course. Since World War II, the Red Bolsheviks took over the world, as you know. I told you before, there are consequences to losing wars. And we are, like I have always said, we are on our own in America. Our current military has been corrupted and is degenerate. This is not your dad's military or your uncle's military anymore. And no one is coming to save us. You need to prepare like your life depended on it. Your life will depend on your preparations that you make now. Make no mistake about it. The Taliban now threatens President Biden and the United States. It is said in the news wires. Taliban says they will send over 2,000 suicide bombers to America to wreak havoc and chaos. Yet, at the same time, our Department of Homeland Security still thinks that the biggest threat to America is, quote, white supremacy. When they have the Taliban in their face telling them they will send over 2,000 suicide bombers. Go figure. Scientists also tell us that they now think they know when the sun, that fireball in the sky that we all love, right, will explode and kill us all. Thank God. Thank you, climate scientists. Now we can prep and plan ahead for the zombie apocalypse once again. Damn the sun. They've been trying to predict when the sun's going to explode ever since I've been a little boy. Unbelievable. Well, I say this. If you look at that situation, we'll all either be with Jesus up in heaven. We'll be fully spread across the galaxy in far-flung colonial systems, or we will have evolved into beings of pure energy, or we will become extinct like the dinosaurs. Anyone's guess? Who knows? In biology news, there's only one male and one female in the species. Anything else, binary, fluid, what have you, is just cultural and personal preference and not biological, not scientific. There are only two genders. You can take that to the bank. The U.S. Constitution does not need to be rewritten by liberal Democrats or demagogues. It only really needs to be re-read. Does not need to be rewritten. Founding fathers told you to read the U.S. Constitution. It is a document, a shining beacon for all. It has lasted over 200 years. It will last easily 200 more years if we simply obey its tenets and run the country according to the U.S. Constitution. Now, in the meantime, the Democrat Party, which is striving to be empowered ever so much more, is trying to lay out a soft Marxism in the country, a soft socialism. But it's beyond socialism. It's really communism. disobeying nonsensical laws as we go forward. Just know, it's how we started this great country to begin with. Remember the Boston Tea Party, America? Well, I remember. Von Wehunt was there. It may be a dark and stormy night in many parts of the country. You are all my German wolves of the Bavarian forest, ravenous, foreboding, strong. My German wolves are all over the country. You're smart. You're sharp. You're tuning in. We have many friends in all states of this union. There's been a lot of talk this week, too, about civil rights in the news. I tend to take a view when I take in all this news and all this intel. I have my own mental algorithm that I spit out on the radio airwaves. And civil rights, you have to understand, to the Democrats, to them, it's not about equality. It's not about trying to help out impoverished minorities. Civil rights of the Democrat Party was always about a cover for racist affirmative action programs against white America, against the suburbs of America. They wanted to beat you over the head with their civil rights club. Beat you over the head, America. Teach you a lesson. That's what they wanted. Now, there are many people in our government that are against the country. Many people, city, state, and local, federal, are against the country. They're like worms. They're like embedded insects. Rodents, if you will. They call us evil for wanting to take a stand, finally. Now, we looted no stores a few years ago. We harmed no civilians unless we were attacked first. We did not burn and loot Portland or Seattle or Chicago or New York or Dallas or Washington, D.C. Now, those things to the Democrats were not part of an insurrection. Those things were not part of any insurrection at all. Those were fine, peace-loving protesters who were trying to get their point across to a mean electorate in America. You mean and nasty suburban people, you. They call you fascists, Nazis, what have you. But that's not an insurrection. The insurrection's only the Trump supporters, only on January the 6th. That's their template. That is their mindset. If any Trump people, if any right-wing people hold up a banner trying to get their points of view out there, to raise their voice, to raise awareness of a political hot topic, it causes an uproar in America. How dare you, they say. How dare you stand up for yourself? How dare you put out that banner? Don't you dare? See? You see how it works? You're evil for wanting to take a stand. You're evil for wanting to stand up. This is a Democrat template. You're evil for wanting to call them out. These crooks and our government is what they are. They will openly deny our right to existence. And then at the same time, they will claim that only they are the victims. But I know you are tired of all this hypocrisy, America. Very, very tired of it. They bruise easily like a grape. You push back, all hell breaks loose. They claim to always be the victims. The Democrat mentality is to always play the victim card. They will not relent on that. Yet they lock you up and they throw away the key. See, in America's DNA, I don't know where the Democrats got this, but they have, when they're born in a Democrat DNA, they can be the biggest idiot, the biggest moron, male or female, that ever walked the earth. But in their mind, the one thing they were given is sheer arrogance. And they've been taught and told that only they should rule America. Only a Democrat who is an egalitarian should rule America and its people. That the right wing should never rule America, is how the Democrats think. And when they do, it's an aberration. See, the Democrats care very, very deeply about election fraud, and they never saw election that they didn't want to steal or cheat. That's how they roll. And only the Democrats can bring up election cheating, irregular ballots, things of that nature. How dare you on the right bring up these things? Don't you know these are leftist talking points? Only the leftist Democrats can talk about these things. Only they can. See, that's how it works in America. Only Democrats can bitch and complain about unfair elections and people trying to submerge the vote. Jim Crow, they bring up. See, that they love that racial banter. The Jim Crow laws are coming back, they'll always say. When Republicans want election integrity, they're Jim Crow laws. But the Democrats can cheat at will, and if you call them out, guess what? You're a racist. And they'll point right in your face. You're a racist for bringing it up. You're a racist for calling us out. How dare you? You're going to hell. F you. To be blunt, that is how the Democrats roll. You see it all over the news. You see it all over the political punditry in America. You are tired of the hypocrisy, I know. Well, we're so glad you're here tonight. Big show as always. We'll see who calls in. I put out many invites during the week. It shall be very interesting. The show is always on a war footing. We are always wargaming the future. And it sounds a lot like this. We'll be right back. Oh, yes. That is how it sounds across America. Lady wrote the show, and she said this. She goes, "This goes to show exactly how strong the anti-white sentiment has grown within my community and my state, or even people who are Trump, support President Trump." She went to say, "Even in small towns, I've noticed that neighbor is turning on neighbor to come off as not racist or, quote, enlightened. The people gathering to speak out at our local town are feeding into the same Marxist ideals and communist rhetoric we've seen in places which fell to just that, hellholes all over the world. It's time to abandon altruism in fear and keep making ourselves heard on the streets. Wherever we go, we're accosted by these leftist Democrats. These traitors and enemies will never break our spirit. Please stand with us against all of their nonsense," she writes. Interesting. I get, yes, you got to fight back any way you can. You're trying to get your voice out there heard. Know that the Democrat Party is simply trying to muzzle you. They don't want you heard. They want you to sit in the corner, take your crumbs, and be glad you got that. Well, remember those Middle East wars? $2 trillion to train and equip the Afghan military over the past 20 years. And when we left Afghanistan, they fell in a week. So I told you before on this show, it was never about real training for the Afghan army. It was always about military contractors and corporations raking in the profits in the millions. And our army was there to protect those poppy fields. God forbid the heroin shipments from the CIA get blocked coming back into America and around the world. God forbid. There, I said it. Now you know how I feel, America. We have better uses for our military than guarding drug fields or running guns to people that hate us and getting our men shot up in the process. This show is truly America first. We're not for corporations first. We're not for lobbyists first. We are not for contractors first. For America first. Our people, our posterity, our way of life, and damn the rest, damn them all. They're not for this country and for this people, then screw them. They can go to hell. Now, this past week, you had Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema side with the Republicans against changing the Senate rules. That's good. Let's see what happens there. Democrats are foaming at the mouth. But they're just trying to push President Biden's voting bill, which already appears dead on arrival. Russia this week expels diplomats and other staff from the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. Now, normally, when you expel people, it's a prelude to war. So we know right now there's 400,000 Russian troops on the border with Ukraine. Anything right now could happen. And you need to be aware of, you know, what's taking effect over there. Hostilities could break out at any time. There could be an invasion of Ukraine. That is one of the last diplomatic moves you make as an international power, to expel embassy staff. And it's not done lightly either. There are pros and cons and consequences to doing that. Now, the weird thing in the Pacific is the island of Tonga. I'm sure many of you heard that the volcano, as the destroyer of worlds, blew up in the island of Tonga. Very interesting. part of the island is in the sea, from what I gather. But people have been blowing up the actual volcano blast. And some people claim, who knows, they claim they saw a missile being shot into the volcano to blow it up. We'll get more intel on that as it becomes available. But I found that to be very interesting. If that's true, who shot the missile and why? Well, whatever you do, America, whatever you do in life, never give up your guns or America will end up with the fate of New Zealand, Australia, the UK, Europa, and Canada. The militant leftist Democrats and our federal government have bought in with the UN Agenda 2030, which means a completely disarmed American population by the year 2030, just 8 years away. Boys, you've been calling the show and asking for action. As I told you before, cool your jets and keep your powder dry. You may have more action than you would ever want in the coming years. For them to achieve their agenda objective by 2030, they either have to go to war with the American people, with UN forces, and or have enough false flag events occur inside our nation whereby UN forces would be invited in by the Oval Office, whoever's president, and whereby martial law would then be implemented across the nation and gun confiscation under, of course, the pretext of something really major, like, let's say, a biological attack or an EMP attack, or, God forbid, a rogue nuclear bomb gets set off in America. We war game these things every week in my studio. And this is why I can predict with certainty that these events will most surely occur in some form or fashion. God forbid. We want America to be safe. We don't want anything, any hurt or destruction to befall her. But there are other nefarious forces, rogue factions in our government and the United Nations and all over the world that want to see America go down. So they told you before, they want you to live like Chinese communist peasants. They want you, America, to live like Russian serf peasants. They want you to not have the freedom that you've enjoyed, or the gun rights, or the money to do what you want, the property that you enjoy owning, your vehicles, your cars, your whatever. They want you and your children subjugated by a central government committee. I'll prove it to you. They do it drip by drip, step by step. Our children under COVID are now being raised in fear. Fear of each other. Fear of their world. Fear of illnesses. Fear of their neighbors, other people. They even fear the air that they breathe. The children of America and of all Western nations are being taught to fear everything. Prolonged fear is terror. Make no mistake about it. And terror then becomes trauma. The psychological damage being done right now to America's children and adults may be irreversible. And while all that is going on, creepy Bill Gates gives another dire warning of other future pandemics, which will be far worse, he said, than COVID-19. And he calls on governments worldwide to increase their vaccine supplies. Oh, yes. Now, when Trump was president, we were told over and over and over again that Trump was going to start a war, or three or four or five wars, right? By our terrible, terrible media in this country. The worst demagogues ever go into TV media production. They talked about one lie after the other. The big lie in America is our media, who lies daily to you, the American people. But it's interesting that for 4 years, Trump kept peace and security. And he even introduced peace into much of the known world. And now it's Biden who is about to get us into another Democrat war. He will surely turn to you and your sons and daughters to join up. You're so desperate for cannon fodder and raw recruits. They're now giving each sign-on up to $50,000 bribes to join the Army. That's how desperate they are. Well, you've reached the Radio Octagon. This is not a Rhino Talk radio show. If that's what you want, turn the dial now. We do not need you. This is not your father's or your uncle's show. It's not a baby boomer show where we'll talk about watered down RNC talking points. I am your Generation X host. I take no punches. I take no prisoners. I will speak truth to power. And tonight, we are ready to start our illustrious show. We'll start the show with this tune entitled Il Magnifico by Franco Michelizzi. Yeah, love that. Well, we will play a little bit of everything. I had a guy write the show, and he went, man, your musical selections are kick-ass. I play a little bit of everything. I have a wide musical interest, and I love it. I love music. I think it's great. It makes the show. It's on my show, we'll play some great tunes. We'll depends on my mood that evening. Am I in a war mood or a rock mood or a heavy metal mood or retro? Could be a little bit of this, a little bit of that. That's what I like. Mix it up a little bit. We are a radio variety show, after all. I'm sitting here with my assault rifle next to me, my submachine gun, my cigar in the studio, darkly lit always, and my cocktail of choice from the radio bar. I went to the Phoenix Gun Show last weekend, picked up 4 new weapons for my arsenal. You just never have enough, you know? And it's not being a gun nut. It's just, I believe in exercising my rights. There's no law that says you can't own, that there's a limit to how many guns you can own. So, need to exercise your rights, folks, to keep your rights. Now, to tell you on the home front here, the gun show was packed. I went for 2 full days. Had to peruse and see all the new toys. It's funny, during the winter, fall and winter, I get into guns. And then in the spring, I get into hiking. And then in the summer, I'm in the hibernation mode here in the valley, just too hot. It's more pool action, things like that. Icy cocktails in the backyard, and maybe some target practice here or there. In the fall, we're ramping up for the holidays and all of that. And I do house projects and whatnot, compound things, prepping things. But the prepping never stops. But there was a lot of people that were buying guns, and they had a great selection. It's called Crossroads of the West. Biggest gun show, many vendors, and I just love it. More Americans should own weapons, and they wouldn't be victims to needless crimes, right? So we have banners here in my studio and flags and a lot of cool artifacts and things. And it's where I feel the most comfortable on the air with you, talking about the nation or lack of it, and what's going on. But get out there and do things. I know in Arizona, it's when it blooms. During the winter, Arizona has all these events, all kinds of shows, all kinds of gun shows are big, of course. There are gem shows, coin shows. I'm going to one of those over the weekend. Love that stuff. Just can't get enough of it. It's good to get out there with the people and mix and mingle. And I'm glad to see that America is still operating on that level, at least. They're not cowering like little children, you know. Got to get out there and shake a leg, right? Well, with that, let's get to the gunslinger to start us off tonight from the great Republic of Texas. Let's hear what he has to say. Your report, sir. Here, gunslinger. How are you doing tonight, man?
Yeah, well, you know, it got kind of cool in Texas. You know, there's it's 29 degrees outside right now.
right.
Come on, spring,
right.
The old thing goes, you know?
Right.
You know, to kind of talk about old comrade there in the White House, you know, with Biden's speech, I'm sure you heard it by now. This guy is off the wall and out to lunch. I mean, he was almost sitting there like Hitler. Oh, did you see? I mean, now you know what a dictator is, okay? You know exactly what a dictator is now. It was insanity when the reporter asked about his cognitive and, you know, abilities. I think he was going to fly around the room. You know, it only goes to show you that this person is mentally incompetent to serve as the president of the United States. Okay.
Well, now let's not forget Hitler was elected by the German people.
Well, true.
He was elected. And now, once he was elected, he did, like any smart politician, he granted as much power as he could for himself. So, yeah, they were all dictators to some extent at some point, right, during the course of war, of course. But I just want to get that little point out there that he was elected. I love history. And history has always stubborn facts, right? Stubborn facts are very inconvenient truths to people. But I guess it's just what you're talking about. I mean, Biden gets up there, Gensler, and he says, you know, you're the Jim Crow people. You're the George Wallace people. Whatever. He called everybody a traitor or a despot if you don't go along with the Democrat Party and their program, bottom line. You're now a terrorist if you don't go along with the Democrat Party. That's what he said. Right?
Absolutely. I mean, when anybody that would have the gall to call the American people a terrorist, what is the definition of a terrorist? The person that kills and blows up things, does all these great and wonderful things, okay? But to call the call the average person out here a terrorist, somebody needs to bitch slap that boy, okay? I mean, Christ. Can you imagine the embarrassing? I mean. When I heard that, I'm going, oh, so I'm a terrorist now. I have the guts to speak out a little bit, okay, about these draconian vaccines, for example, okay? But yet they dare label me a terrorist. I'm an American citizen. I was born and raised right here, right outside of Dallas, okay? So that makes me an American citizen. But yet they'll let these idiots just slither or swim across the Rio Grande down there, okay? And they roll out their red carpet for these idiots. But yet, an American speaks out, ooh, shame, shame. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, yeah. That's what I was saying during my monologue. They want to muzzle all of you, all of us. They want to muzzle everybody. They want to, you know, tell you what to do, where to go, sit in the corner, shut the F up, and let us rule America with our iron Democrat fist. That's what they want. They've always said that. And they've always said they have always wanted a Republican Party. See, here's the Democrats' bottom line. Their version of the two-party bicameral system is they want the Democrat Party all-powerful, all-knowing, all-ruling as the ruling party. They want the Republican Party to be there to give them legitimacy. They want them to be quiet, docile sheep and cows. They want them to, well, maybe pipe up once in a while. We'll give you a little tax cut to the, you know, to the okay boomer crowd. We'll give you, you know, this or that, your little pet defense project, but don't get in the way, the real way of us ruling the country and driving the culture and driving the agenda. And don't you get out of line with the Republicans. See, and most of the Republicans have been taught you go in maybe as a firebrand, in 1 to 2 years you've been cut, you're now a rhino, you're deballed, and now they've gotten you where they want you. Probably they have film of you as some underage teenage girl, God forbid boy or something, you know, and they will blackmail you to secret societies, and they've gotten you where they want you. You're under control. You're no longer the firebrand that they feared. They want you. And so they also want the Republicans to be the loyal opposition. Haven't you ever heard that? Why, we're the loyal opposition. You know, Mr. Gunslinger. We don't want to really do anything. We don't want to really rock the boat. Why, we're the loyal opposition. And they'll even say that. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Admit. What even more amazing is that, you know, that voting bill that them demo rats tried to pass through. I mean, can you imagine this? it would completely turn this country into a one-party system. That's it. Forget elections. They're gone. Now we got a dictator. Okay? This is what these people
right.
want. They want to have a complete dictatorship in this country. Okay? Just like all the other ones out there, the ones that's got the dictators like North Korea and you know, China and all them other people over there. Okay? That's what they want to turn this country into, is a third world cesspool, is what they want. And I mean, these people are mad. They are, you know, you talk about a rabid dog. I mean, gee whiz. It makes a rabid dog well in all cases, really. But the crime and everything, I just read that last week in Chicago, you know, the Windy City, 77 people shot and 5 killed just the weekend. That's just 2 days. Last weekend, 77 people shot and 5 killed. But guess what? Democratic-run city. I mean, these people, they want to turn them into war zones. There's another thing that the Democrats want. It seems like they want to turn these big major cities into complete war zones. And they're doing a good job of it, don't you think? Go ahead.
Absolutely, man. There's no insurrection there in these big Democrat cities, L.A., Portland, Seattle, Chicago, D.C., New York. Those aren't insurrections. Well, I say we should drop arms into those Democrat cities and let them all kill each other. How about those apples? I'm half serious. Just drop arms in there and AK-47s and let them have at it. I mean, look, they're basically doing the same thing. I'm just more blunt about it. They're allowing guns, allowing criminals to come in with arms and weapons, and they've defunded the police. So what's the difference, really, in just drop shipping crates of weapons and drop it into a ghetto neighborhood, or you let the criminals bring in the guns and the trunks of their cars, for example?
Exactly.
And there's no police to check them. There's really not much difference. So I'm being a little facetious there, but I'm being very genuine in the fact it's the same result. The results are they're killing each other. Now, some people would say they don't really care about that. They'll say, let them all kill each other and let God sort them out, right? But it is what the Democrats want. You know, it is what they want. Don't forget, the people doing the killing in those cities are the Democrat base, aren't they?
Exactly. Well, you know,
the Democrat base. It's not the white suburban people going in there doing that. I'll be very blunt. It's the blacks and the browns, the immigrants that are in those projects or those urban centers. They're doing most of it, the vast majority. Sad but true. I mean, it's so bad, most of America will sort of shrug their shoulders and just go, they'll never be caught going up there. Just avoid the area. And you're right, in case of any kind of a civil breakdown, those cities will be, well, they're hell holes now, but they'll be even more so at that time and place in history. Crazy.
It's totally insane. It was back probably in the late 80s, I guess. I called into a radio show here locally in Dallas, and they was interviewing, I believe at the time it was a Dallas County sheriff, okay? I forget what the guy's name was.
Right.
But when I said about this crime and all this stuff, I said, you know, I've got a good idea. I said, let's take one of these big old stadiums, these big old arenas, okay? Let's invite all these gangs in here, okay? Arm them to the hilt, okay? Lock the doors, but on one end of the stadium, you have two big old cat bulldozers already a big deep hole dug, and when they kill each other, bulldoze them all in, raise a flag, and say next.
Right.
And the guy agreed with it.
I mean, getting to that point, I mean, I know people are listening, going, I can't believe they're making fun of that on the Von Wien show. Well, my show's not PC. And we're tired of all the PC crap in this country. We're going to call it out. spell it out. It's the same difference. What's the big thing? Every weekend there's 100 bodies that drop in Chicago. So you tell me what's the big difference. You know? Yeah. It's going to happen this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
Well, what are your other thoughts tonight about January 6th and the committee there in Congress or anything else on your mind, Gensler?
Well, the whole committee thing is just another farce. Okay, we all know that this January 6th was not no insurrection, okay? Armed, yeah, right, give me a break. Who was armed? Only the ones that were armed with the jackbooted thugs that killed Ashley Babbitt, okay? Yeah, if you want to know something that was an armed insurrection against the people, she's dead, okay? An innocent person, completely innocent, gunned down. And the guy's bragging about it. He was interviewed and, all this good stuff. And what did he get? Slap on the wrist, if that, okay?
Right.
And like I said, these people, this person murdered this innocent lady, okay? Now, in all these good states here, like Arizona, Texas, with constitutional carry and all that stuff, I swear to God, if we make one mistake carrying our weapon, if using it in a self-defense situation, better have our T's crossed, our sentences punctuated, and everything tied in a nice, neat knot, because they will nail you and put you in prison, okay, for the slightest little bit mistake. You gun down an unarmed person, you're going to prison for the rest of your life. Why is this cop not in jail and going to prison for the rest of his life? Oh, that's right. He's above the law, right? Terrible, isn't it? Go ahead.
That is exactly what I've been talking about is, yeah, guys, you got to understand, guys and gals out there in radio land, that if you're on the right wing, I told you before, it's double jeopardy, or it's we're on double secret probation, like they talked about in the movie Animal House. We are on double secret probation. In other words, you're already guilty in the eyes of the Democrat Party. They're just waiting for you to step out of line, and then they're going to nail your ass to the wall. Remember that.
Right.
If you're a Democrat, you're innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
So understand the template. If you're a Democrat liberal, you can burn, riot, loot, throw Molotov cocktails at the police all day long and get away with it. In America today, you are innocent until proven guilty. If you're arrested, it's called the catch and release program. They might give you a record, but very few of them will ever see prison or be locked up in solitary for a year. Now, if you're on the right wing, you step out of line, they throw the book at you. They throw away the key. Right. They nail your ass to the wall. They will under any infraction. And they're looking for infractions. They're looking for you to take a misstep. They're looking for you to drive in D.C., for example, with your gun rack in your pickup truck, scouting out. They'll say you're on reconnaissance for some militia group or something. They're looking for you now. They're hypersensitive to anyone going to state capitals with legally bought firearms, legally drawn, et cetera. You point that tip up, even an inch or two, you'll be maced, arrested, and they'll say you made threatening gestures against them. That's the new America. And God forbid you go to D.C. or things like that. I'm proud to say, again, I was being a bit of a smart aleck that I said, my listeners are not locked up. I think we adequately warned them not to go to that. I told everyone, when the media in America, when the gay TV announcer announces the president, that's the new president. Hate to say if that's true. When the panel on the liberal TV network announces the president, that's the new president. And anything that goes beyond that, see, what they want to do now, they want to make Trump and his loyal fan base pay. Not just a slap on the wrist. They want you to lose everything. These people will come out. Nobody will ever hire them again. They want to make you penniless. They want to impoverish you. Whatever you have, they want. Whether it's $1,000 or $100,000 or more. You'll have no home.
Yep.
Your family will leave you. They want to ruin your life, make your life miserable. Because the Democrat Party's motto is, misery loves company. You got to know, as you're walking around, folks, because like the gunslinger said, be very, very careful out of there. We're living in uncharted waters like never before. Politically, economically, debt-wise, you name it, no country has ever had this big of a debt bubble. No country has ever survived with millions of immigrants and aliens pouring in throughout history. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. These things don't last. And I hope we can last 100 more years, but there's no guarantee of anything, especially when we see the UN constantly trying to meddle and other governments are really bold now and brash meddling in American domestic political affairs. And our government does nothing about it. And it actually encourages it. That's where we're at, man.
Yeah, we're at.
Gunslinger, thank you, man, for calling the show. Your final thoughts to America, sir.
Well, you know, like I said, final thoughts are, you know, you better watch out, you know, and you better check your list twice because somebody's watching you, and if you step out of that little, across that edge, they're going to nail you. Okay, so you better know what you're doing. You better always be observant. Always be observant, okay, because there's somebody might be coming up behind you. You know what I mean? Have a nice night.
That's right. Thank you, Gunslinger. Have a great night, sir. Appreciate you, man.
You too.
From Texas, the Gunslinger. Sometimes, folks, they really are out to get you, as I've told you before. Well, if you're a new caller, please dial 563-999-3437. We will get you on our VIP line, I promise you. And, gosh, it's time, I think, for a promo.
An archived phone call.
Von Weehunt on the radio. This is Dennis, just looking to say you're one crazy SOB. I thought I was the crazy one. Until I ran into you, and then I realized we had the brotherhood of crazy SOBs. You got a great show. I hope you do well with it. Keep on keeping on. Tell the truth, brother. That's what I'm saying to you.
I said he'll be the most progressive candidate since FDR, Franklin Delano, Rosarita. This is Joe, as he's going along here. Again, I looked, I saw that they had destroyed my campaign. This land is your land. This land is my land. And I will rule and work through Joe and the Biden administration. He will be off somewhere watching reruns of Lassie and other things like that. But I tell you this for sure. I will get my revenge.
Right here for the wide, wide world of sports is Andrew Dice Clay. Oh! And I'm taking over for Howard Cosell in interviewing Mr. Ali right before the Von Weehunt show. And Mr. Ali, nice to have you here today. How you doing, huh?
I'm doing pretty good, Andrew. It's good to see you, too. I can't believe it. That Cosell not here anymore. Last time I talked to him, I thought we did pretty good. I thought we were having a fun time.
Yeah, that's because you were trying to grab the toupee off the top of his head. He kind of wigged out about the grabbing the wig thing.
I didn't know Well, you know, I kind of knew something, but I had a feeling anyway. It's just kind of a game that we play.
Yeah, so I know. Hey, to be the greatest athlete in all the world, what does it take, huh?
Well, Andrew, it takes commitment. It takes focus. It takes drive. It takes a dream. It takes somebody pretty like me. Somebody who can float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, take them out in round number three, and do it with all the style that I've got. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Dice Clay?
I can dig it. You know what I'm saying? I can dig it, Ali. You're the best. You really are. I love it. And I got to tell you, I had a great laugh when you grabbing the wig off of Howard Cosell's head. I couldn't take it. I think you're the best. Why did you do it anyway?
Oh, because, you know, it was just there for the taking.
You're unbelievable.
Oh, thank you very much. And let's get on to the Von Weehan show. He a champion too, wouldn't you say?
He's great. Unbelievable. You crack me up.
A little bit of Dice Man there. And I used to love watching the Rockford show. The Rockford Files, the reruns are great. Catch it if you can.
Hey, Jimmy, it's your old buddy Angel calling you on the line there. And I was about to sit down and do like we do every Thursday night, listen to this guy, Von Weehan, on the radio. He's a good old-fashioned machismo, hard-styled, mechanic of the airwaves, Jimmy. but what I want to ask you first before I did that is before I get into my popcorn here, I've got a game coming up, poker game. It's going to be absolutely beautiful, beautiful scam. I got that city councilman showing up. We've got oil shakes. We got other people, maybe pornographers showing up too. And I got a beautiful cover I'm going to be using for this one, man. I just need $2,000 to $3,000. To use this game for to buy in, and then I'll get it back to you in like a couple weeks to maybe a couple months, Jimmy. You think you could do that for me? I'll be here listening to Von Weehan show, all right? I'll wait for your call, buddy. I'll wait for your call.
Love that. Well, their own internal government Department of Homeland Security studies suggest that, as I told you before on the show, though people talk a big game on the internet and in real life or when the cameras are shoved in their face, that 92% of Americans, per the Department of Homeland Security studies, would give up their gun rights if the government forced the issue upon them. That leaves 8%, right? Wrong. I told you last week, out of the 8% left, 5% would capitulate over time. And just like in the American Revolution, it is worth repeating, it is only the 3% who will not falter or fail or capitulate in any way to give up their Second Amendment gun rights. And 3% of the population is over 10 million people, which would be one hell of an army, one of the largest standing armies in the world. Your mission in life, if you choose to accept it, of course, is to be a big part of the stalwart and incorruptible 3% going forward. Good luck, America. And why, yes, Virginia. If the American Revolutionary Patriots had AR-15s, they would have used them against the British Redcoats, rest assured. Are there now, quote, irreconcilable differences between the federal government and the American people? Is a divorce in the works at some point in our future? Because the people will feel at some future date that the other spouse is abusive in this domestic relationship. Well, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth that they will go their own separate and equal way, abiding by the laws of nature and of nature's true God, which entitles them to the pursuit of happiness, to a decent life, and that which will compel them that separation. Well, let's get back to the phones And let's get to our tech wizard, the Irish pirate in all his fun pack glory. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Von V. Hunt. Took some time getting out of the county and just learning to relax a little bit and follow my instincts. And I learned a lot from there because I ran into people that I could ask the questions to, what do you do when the whole world is contractually defrauded? And the old answer to that was, quote unquote, go sovereign, which means that you become against the government itself, and they're allowed to use everything they got against you.
Right.
And I realized that's not something I'd like to be doing. I mean, it's cool to be able to call a spade, but I wouldn't want to do that at the expense of my ability to stay safe. So what I've figured out is that there are avenues where a person can actually claim to be the legitimate government, to be a legitimate, if you want to say citizen, if you will. I'm not sure what to call all that. But anyway, the movement is called American State Nationals. And you might have heard of it.
Yes.
I don't know. The important thing is that once a few people have actually contractually represented themselves as they want, and this is the key to that whole thing, everybody deserves the opportunity to say, this is who I am. I don't care who you say I am. I want to be legally, number one, responsible for my own behavior. So in other words, you can't group me into a group of people that are your subjects, because I'm declaring myself to be independent of that. Because in America, you had that freedom at first. So you're basically turning back the clock and saying, I don't know where you screwed up exactly. I didn't. That I'm going to stand up for the values and everything that the founding fathers actually wanted me to have. And that's no easy task.
Right.
Just like you were discussing with Gunslinger, you make one little mistake, whether it be civilly with the current laws that we're using or contractually.
That's right.
Yes, thinking you understand what's going on. And there's going to be some awful repercussions for that. So I can't.
You're
say
on
that
double secret probation, America. Double secret probation.
So the
from
the
Dean Wormer's death.
Yep. Even how do I want to say this? Every person, every American, or at least who wants to be an American, would have to take the privilege of figuring out how they want to represent themselves as it is. I think I brought it up a number of times. For example, the 14th Amendment obviously did not free anybody. I mean, it's used a lot saying, yeah, now, you know, that freed slaves, didn't it? And the answer is, didn't even come close. And so you got to look at these things individually, and that's the hard part. Everybody has their own solution. And the nice thing about that is everybody does have their own solution. So you can't go to somebody and say, oh, you're doing everything all wrong, and create the discord off of that because you're not doing it the way I'm doing it. No, actually, I'm learning it's the other way around. If somebody actually knows what they're talking about, they can just do it. And so my interest is I ask the question, what's it going to take? What is going to be the attitude that I need to portray? That type of thing where we, you know, me and whoever I'm talking to, can get along.
Right.
Yeah, and I learned this over the course
sure.
of debating Young Earth Creation. I debate people who believe in evolution, which is stupid, doesn't exist,
mm-hmm.
is not scientific, and a bunch of other things. But the moment you come up with some alternative idea, like maybe the moon is made of green cheese or something, okay, that's
mm-hmm.
viable. Now we can actually say, okay, I'm jumping into my spacesuit, get into yours, and we'll go up together and go check it out. You know, the discovery part, which I've always – that to me, that's where friendship comes from. And so there's nothing wrong. As a matter of fact, it's encouraged. Any form of discovery will bring us together, not apart. There's just no way that if we were all willing to go to discovery on anything, that we would ever be separate. part is too many of us are fighting for I'm right or else. And that is brainwashing. That's from watching the TV or listening to your, you know, politicians lie and whatnot. And so the really hard, there are some programs out there. Alex Jones came out with Reset Wars, where he tries to teach you that you need to reprogram your own subconscious so that they don't have it. And there are ways to check if they've got it. Yeah.
Yes.
It's an expensive course. It's an expensive course. But I can promise you that people who are close to me are accidentally going to come up with my password to use it.
Now, Irish, let me chime in here. I think one step to reprogramming your subconscious, America, is to listen to the Von Wea Show every Thursday night. We will deprogram you. We will deprogram your brainwashing from the major media TV networks and free your mind, and then your ass will follow. How about those apples? Yes.
And if you do
the show,
if you
should
do
be
it, well,
part and parcel of that CIA deprogramming mechanism. Yes.
Well, Irish Pirates on
well,
the
we're
air,
on the air.
Challenging.
Pirate, we are on the air,
really you know.
And we're – right. Let me chime in here. We're on the air, Pirate, to save lives. We're saving one
Absolutely.
American life every second of this great show. They're listening
right.
in. They're hearing you and other callers, and they're hearing the show, and they're being deprogrammed, and they're being made into real – nationalist Americans. Go ahead,
yeah,
sir.
Let's help with a real simple one here. Von Wehan claimed he went out and bought some new firearm toys. Well, guess what? Do you think that is to try and start an insurrection? Or do you think it's actually to try and promote peace between Von Wehan and his fellow man? And what are they telling you? Anybody who's interested in adding to an arsenal has got to be a warmonger. And the answer is, you got to be kidding me. I'm trying to prevent one. You know, the stronger I
that's
am,
right.
the less I have to use them. See, that's the key. The stronger I am, the less I have to use my arsenal,
right.
the stronger I am. So that's where we're at.
I think it's
and
good to let people
through.
Know. The FBI checks are going through the roof, Irish. People are buying guns like crazy. I love it.
And most of these people are one of two things. Either they already know why they want them, or the other record, they're getting training. They didn't know how to use them. They just knew that their opportunity is waning to be able to keep themselves protected on their own merits. They're willing to take the chances
yes.
of ownership of a firearm, and I respect that even if you're on the left. I know I've got neighbors who politically, I don't understand them at all, but they're armed. And that makes me feel actually better about their situation, not worse. You know, some guy who's a labor left Democrat that actually is concealed carry makes me feel a whole lot better than a conservative who thinks that guns are too dangerous to be able to hold one. So, yeah, it's all about whether or not you can take those personal freedoms. And like I said, it's anybody who's prepping, anybody who is studying the history of the Constitution, which is kind of where I'm at the moment, these are people who want to prevent a war. These are people who don't want to have to fight with a neighbor, you know, with contemporaries in the same city, because they know what went wrong in their own mind. They're willing to go out there and take that individual step to either unplug from that which is going to create the conflict, such as social media, or the opposite, just make them so that when people mess up, it won't happen to them. The shrapnel is not going to hit me because I'm going to prevent that, whether it be a network of neighbors, for example, or my arsenal, or whatever it might be. It's always done for the course of prevention. Of a war, prevention
That's right.
of social chaos. And
peace through strength, as Reagan always said. Peace through strength, my friend.
Well, unfortunately, the strongest players right now as far as getting a hold of the government, especially those who have the surveillance technologies, those didn't fall into our lap. Those were misused for a long period of time by people who are interested in using it to watch everybody that they don't like their prepping in their positions. And that's what we're seeing. And we know this over history. Any technology falling into the hands of a rogue government, I don't care how many promises they make, they eventually use that technology against their own people. They just can't prevent themselves. And so everybody who understands history just knows this and says, well, then I'm not going to participate in very much stuff that's going to put me on their watch list. On the other hand,
right,
they may think I'm dangerous because I don't participate. I can't handle somebody else's stupid judgment of me. They're going to have to deal with that on their own time. But in the meantime, I know that we talked about this before too. Your independence really comes down to whatever technology you're good at, whatever you're like, for example, let's say computers or, you know, that type of thing. You can use the high-tech solution, the low-tech solution, or the no-tech solution. So you can run the expensive calculations on whatever it is that you're surveying, or you could put it on a computer that doesn't get out on the internet and just kind of crank it out at home, or you can use an abacus or something. I just happen to have a slide rule on my God table at home.
Exactly.
The slide rule was given to me by an uncle who was a scientist, and it influenced me to become a scientist. My parents were both teachers, but my uncle invented stuff. Actually, I have more than one uncle that did. And so that inspired me to say, no, I want to get into what I think is cool on the planet and actually do something with it if I can. Hard part, I'm not mechanical. You know, my chances of being able to take something apart and put it back together are almost zero. The military told me if you ever get into a mechanical job, we're going to sectionate your butt out of the military. Luckily,
wow.
I was tested as a top-notch linguist, a top-notch electrician type. And when I got into military intelligence, I may not have had a single peer. And that was the fun
Believe
part.
Believe it.
The sad part is
Irish.
Selling in the mirror. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to thank you so much for calling the show, man. What are your final thoughts here? I want to get to a new caller that's
sure.
called up the show. So.
Okay, I was going to say excelling at anything. When you're dealing with a lot of weirdos, a lot of people are sucking gravy
yes.
and stuff like that, you're going to stand out in a crowd. And I think that's what's happening right now to patriots. There are a lot of people out there that never took the time. They were drinking six packs and staring at whatever the television wanted to show them, and they're jealous of you now. They almost all of them know that I have a choice now. I'm either going to get stabbed or all sorts of crazy things are going to happen. And this guy actually prevented it all, learned how to challenge even his own boss, and even befriend his boss while he's challenging him. I mean, that's incredible if he could do all that. And that's what I'm encouraging all my friends to do. And it's working for all my friends so far that have actually had that face-to-face contact with the guy that came to you and said, you're going to get stabbed or you're going to be gone. And he'll say, look,
right.
I'm trying to protect your job. Don't challenge me like that. You might get your butt kicked. You know, let's look into how it is the company. And 9 times out of 10, they were paid by the federal government with some of that money that disappeared. Right? We don't know where
exactly. Lincoln is going to be coming up here and a new caller. Irish Pirates, thank you so much, sir. We appreciate your call tonight, my friend. We will always talk some more. You know that.
You know that.
Thank you very much. Yes. And let's get to I think we have a new caller here. Thank you for calling the Von Wiehunt Show. What is your name and where are you from?
My name is Zachary. I'm from West Virginia.
West Virginia. Nice country, man. Well, welcome, Zachary, for calling the show. What are your thoughts tonight, man? What's going on?
I've enjoyed the show. I would like to say I'm a younger, wing-leaning person. I think what the talking heads on the right, these conspiracy shows, you're all doing a disservice to the right. You're all saying that, and not saying you, but the culture of the right is that anybody who organizes is a Fed. Anybody who's active is a Fed. Anybody who doesn't just prep food in their basement is a Fed. I think that's very dangerous. I think the reason the left has won the culture war is because they can organize on the streets. And it's really disgusting me that we've seen young, you know, white men organizing on the street, and you guys sell us out. You know, you older guys, you know, you say, oh, they're all feds because they're in shape, or they do this, they do that. I think that's disgusting. You know, the constitutionalist movement, the patriot movement, can never get nowhere if you cut off the seeds of the tree. And to hear people say any kind of activism is fed activity is not only unintelligent, but it's serving a disservice to the movement. You know, George Washington wasn't worried about, you know, his neighbor being a fed. So it's really, it sounds to me like you all like the lark. You all like to say, oh, well, I believe in this, I believe in that, I do this, I do that. When was the last time you went and did, you know, a food drive in your community? When was the last time you went, you know, organized, you know, against things that are happening in your local government? So it's really disgusting to me that 20-year-old men are having to do things that 30, 40, 50-year-old men aren't doing because they're too scared of jail, and it's fucking cowardly that you would call those boys feds.
I haven't. Not on my show.
I haven't called them feds. I'm not saying you.
Okay, yeah, let's make that straight, because I am all for street organization. But I would agree with you, Zachary. There are a lot of people. Whenever these things happen, you are spot on, man. Great, great call. People will say, oh, that's a federal operation. Oh, that's that. That is this. All you're going to ever hear from my show is I tell people and the young guys, you got to be careful. Just be careful.
My whole thing.
Use your common sense.
Exactly. My whole thing. I'm a young man. You know, I'm married. I do prep. I was in the military. You know, but here's the thing. Don't be afraid to get involved with street activism. If you're not doing something illegal or you're not being baited, don't worry about the feds. You should always organize and network in your community. That's the only way we can win. The left has such an upper hand because of that. So, I mean, you know, why are you worried about a fed if you're not doing nothing illegal or taking some dumb bait like, hey, can you saw off the barrel of this gun, or can you do this? Don't just be smart. You can organize. You can network. Just be smart. Young men need to be teaching other young men how to get wives, how to grow food, how to fight, how to protect themselves, and spreading our propaganda. We have to do that. If we lose the streets, we lose everything.
I love it. I totally agree, Zachary. The thing is what people will hear from my show is that by all means, we've been talking about prepping, organizing. I've taught folks to make those strong alliances, right? Locally, strong alliances. Meet people in the flesh. Get away from your keyboards. Get away from social media. Meet real people.
For anybody listening, can I drop some tips on how to meet people?
Sure.
In your area? So if you're listening to this program and you're inclined to a certain way of thinking, the best thing you can do is, you know, put up flyers, make sure you have a vetting process, a SOC email account, usually through Proton's the best, so you can't be backtraced. You know, put up stuff you want to promote. Meet people who are saying they want to help you. Vet them. Meet them in public places. You know, that's the first step in creating true brotherhood. You know, we can organize just as good as the left, but we have to actually take that step out the door. And if you're too afraid to do that, that says something about you. What are you doing that's so illegal that you're afraid to do that? There's nothing illegal about going and picking up trash on the side of the highway. There's nothing illegal about teaching young men how to box. There's nothing illegal about teaching young men how to find, you know, good women. Nothing illegal about that. There's nothing illegal about, you know, sharing gardening tips. If you're worried about a fed, that's because you can't control your own tongue.
Well put, my friend. See, here's the deal. you're right about that. Everything you said is spot on. And what you're going to hear from my show is that I don't want to see young guys or guys in 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever, 50s, and so on, to get arrested. I don't want to see you taken off the streets. We need all hands on deck. You're of no use to us. As I've always said, if you're in jail or dead, you're of no use to anybody, are you?
Exactly.
So my point is, 700 or 800 people that they're going to arrest, that they've already arrested, are off the streets. I view them as like 800 soldiers that are being put in solitary confinement. Potential soldiers. And that's how the left views them. Well, go ahead.
Any organization that says you have to be a militant and fight is not planning for what's happening. You can look through all of history. Revolutions are only, or militant revolutions are only successful when they have, you know, the support of the populace. We are nowhere near that. You need organizations that are telling you how to, you know, be self-sufficient, how to grow food, you know, how to defend yourself. We need a community. How can we have an army when we don't have a community? So don't be worried about feds and joining an organization. Yes, join your local organization. Be that voice. Tell people how to grow food, you know, how to make a potato box, you know, how to do woodworking, how to do welding, how to do mechanics. If you're a right-wing man, how about we teach young boys how to be right-wing men? How about we do that?
Yes. Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. We need more organizations, not less. I've always said we need more strong alliances. We need more groups to meet in real time and FaceTime, and you're right. What you're going to hear from my show is that all I'm trying to say is that when you meet up, yeah, you need to weed out the militants, the Fed posters. And unfortunately, you don't want to be overly paranoid, but you got to be smart and be careful and use your common sense and do things that are legal, like you said. Promote that brotherhood.
If you
group, absolutely.
I'm in West Virginia. I built a network of 120 people. We run a boxing group for young kids, you know, that don't have dads. We run it out of apartments. We do a food bank shelter. I mean, if you would like to talk on, you know, how to vet people, how to actually build organizations off air, I would love to do that. And then you could bring it onto the air and talk about that. Because that's what we need. We need to have that. We need to have men teaching. We are a generation that don't have fathers. And that is the biggest way the left has, you know, got the upper hand, is they destroyed the family. That's the biggest hand they had. We have to reevaluate and bring that back to the culture. We have to teach young men, you know, it's not about, you know, being, you know, the flashiest dresser, you know, we have to destroy pop culture, because that is destroying our men.
Yeah, you know, like I've talked about many times, I'm an Eagle Scout. When I was in scouting, it was a paramilitary organization. Now the Scouts have been bankrupt, right? We've all read the headlines. A lot of groups are by the wayside. We need more groups. But when you guys meet up, all I'm saying is that use your common sense, and we need all hands on deck. We don't need more of our brethren, more of our Viking brothers and sisters arrested and incarcerated.
Can you give me an email to reach out to you at, like a SOC email?
You're of no use to anybody. And they're going to throw away the key, like I've said, and lock you up for a long time, which they have proven that they're willing to do.
Look at every person who, you know, had great ideas, you know, they had great leadership potential, and they threw their life away. They threw their life away over one stupid act, you know, thinking that one militant action could change the course of history. That's not plausible. We need to inculcate culture. We need to build culture. You know, the right is a reactionary movement. We're not, you know, building bombs and, like, you know, and fighting the system. We need to, you know, build culture. That's the way we win. We need to pass our ideas and our values onto the next generation. If our people, appropriate, you know, we pass along our thoughts, we'll win. We will win. We don't have to use a barrel of a gun right now. And anybody who tells you we do is wrong. We can't even organize a street level protest. We are nowhere near militant action. We are not a standing militia. We are, you know.
That's right.
We are dyspratic, spread souls who think the same. We need to think locally, fuck nationally. You need to act locally. Inculcate your ideas and your values in your neighborhood, and not just say them, not just, you know, yell them at people, but be a product of those ideas. Be a product of those values, and people will follow you.
Could not agree more. Zachary, great call, man, from West Virginia. I appreciate you and what you're doing out there. You can reach me, as anyone can, at the Von Wehunt Show at gmail.com. It's Von, V-O-N, Wehunt Show at gmail.com.
Nice.
Fantastic. What are your final thoughts to America, Zachary? Good deal.
My final thoughts to America is men. It's time to be men again. It's time to step up to the role. It's time to teach, you know, these young men how to be men, these young girls how to be respectful young ladies. It's time to, you know, take away the entertainment and the social media that's teaching your children all these devilish ideas. That's the biggest thing. Men have to be men in their households again. The failure of women and the failure of children is the failure of men. You cannot blame anybody if you're not being proactive.
Very true. Very true. Love it. Zachary, thank you so much. Call the show back anytime, man. Love to talk to you again. All right? Thank you, Zachary. We appreciate you, man. Great call from West Virginia. We're a nationwide show, and we appreciate that. Very good points. And let's get to Lincoln right now in flyover country. We've got several calls that have chimed in. We'll get to you all, I assure you. Lincoln, how you doing tonight?
What's going, brother? How you doing?
Doing good, man. Just we're rocking and rolling here tonight, man, and doing okay. What's new in your world?
Not a lot new around here, man. That last call was pretty good. I like that, man. The guy's right, man. We gotta
I do too.
Make men again. We gotta make men great again. You know, we got a bunch of soy boy cucks, fags walking around, man, instead of actual men. That's one of the problems we have in this country.
So true, isn't it? Yeah, the soy boy, fags, Democrats, they're all synonymous with each other, right? That's been the driving force in our culture for a long time. Got to stop that. You know, the greatest sin I've always said of America is its weakness. America's weak. Got to rebuild it, by brick.
I think we can tell now, even more so in the future. That I think when you look back, I think the 1960s will be looked back as the worst decade in American history. That's where all this shit started. When you really think about it, was in the 1960s. And, you know, I gotta say, I know you don't like when I talk about this, but you know, in the 1960s, what do we get? We get the civil rights movement. We get all this shit. You know,
sure.
That's what party that was that pushed all that shit. It wasn't these Democrats we talk all this shit about. It was Republicans that pushed all that garbage. You know, the voting rights and, you know, civil rights acts and women's suffrage and all that. You know, that was all the Republican Party. You know, we look back in history, it was the Republican Party was the liberal party. The Democrat Party, George Wallace and whatnot, was actually the base party, the good party.
Well, the Democrats were pushing that.
They don't realize that.
Democrats were pushing civil rights big time under Kennedy and in the 60s. Sure they were. It was part of LBJ's Great Society program. The Great Society.
I mean, when you look at the
look
votes,
it up.
That's one thing that Republicans.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that Republicans often brag about. People like these cucks like Sean Hannity. Oh, there's only 14 Democrats voted for the Civil Rights Act. No, there's only. It's all a ploy. It's all pandering
right
to the blacks.
That's right. Well, they will say that it was the Republicans that pushed through the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Correct. Yeah, they do say that. Sure.
You know,
well,
it was Republican Party that turned on, you know, Joseph McCarthy. You know, McCarthy was Republican, yes, but he had to fight
right
his own party harder than he had to fight the Democrats when he called out the communists.
That's right.
Correct.
Because I've always said, and you know, I have talked about this, that there are two parties in America. There's the one party in Washington, D.C., and then there's all the rest of us in flyover country. Those are the only two parties, because the D.C. parties are a two-headed snake. Democrat and Republican snakes join at the neck, right? So
yep,
there's only one degree of separation between them now anyway. They're so closely aligned, and they pride themselves on it. They don't want to be two distinct parties. They want to be one. They're always talking about bipartisan this, bipartisan that. It's okay once in a while, but not everything can be bipartisan. Otherwise, it's a one-party system, one-party rule. What are your thoughts?
No, they use these stupid, gay terms like, we're going to reach across the aisle and work with, fuck that. I don't want to work with communists. Reach across the aisle. I'm gonna reach across the aisle and work with these fucking communists. No thanks. I'd rather you not reach across the aisle. I don't like bipartisanship if that's what it involves.
Right. I know it's what they want. Well, they're trying to be PC because they know that more than half the country likes to hear that. Now we don't, but they also know their audience. Now, we're not their audience. You have to understand that. Because you're in the know. You're not who they're trying to pander to or reach across the aisle. But they know that most of Americans are sheep, and they want to hear that crap. And they believe it. And that's why we're in the mess that we're in.
You and Irish Pyro were talking about, I'm going to tie this in a little bit together. You brought up like some of the crime and whatnot, and then you and as far as demographics and whatnot, and
right,
you and Pyro got off. You know, we're talking about the founding fathers and the Constitution, things like that. You know, those two things you can kind of tie hand in hand in to a degree. You know, what was the first immigration act that our founding fathers ever signed into law? It was called the Naturalization and Immigration Act of 1790, which specifically states that immigration is for white men in good standing. In good standing at that time normally meant a white man with a wife and children and a family.
Right.
You know, it's, you know, there was a Civil Rights Act and a lot of that shit that a lot, you know, later on what changed a lot of that. Granted, with Civil War and slavery, and you know, that had played a big hand in it too, but you know, people shit on our founding fathers, you know, but the immigration bill they passed was pretty damn good. So you praise the founding fathers and then worship.
I love the founding fathers. They set it up perfect over years and decades. All the weak men came into power and they effed it all up and they watered it all down and they changed it. You know, you're right. Most Americans don't know that. They had an immigration policy in 1790, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And all that immigration, whether it be the slave trade, which was run by Jews with Jewish ships, with Jewish slave trades, all that immigration that was brought here that we never voted on, we never wanted, all that was brought here. When you look at crime statistics, I challenge anyone to go to FBI.gov and look up their own state, and it breaks down crime statistics by demographics. You know, here in my state, you know, it's, you know, you got 8% of the population commits 80% of the violent crime. when you break that down further into age groups, you know, it's really about 3% of the pop, 3 to 4% of the population that's committing 80% of the crimes, because it's all, I mean, just to be, I'm not trying to get into here, but when you really go, you can go to the FBI.gov website and look it up. It's literally 3 or 4% of the population, which is young black males between like 15 to 40 that commit 80% of the violent crimes. The old people
that's
ain't
true.
Doing it. The really young kids ain't doing it. The women ain't doing, aren't doing most of it. It's almost all black males between 15 and 40.
That's right. I know. Like I said before in the monologue, that facts are stubborn things. They're an inconvenient truth. Because the narrative that they want to paint in this country is, it's not about the black youth committing the violent crime. It's all about those white supremacists in the suburbs. They're the evil ones. They're the domestic terrorists, they tell us. Every week. Every week. They got to come on the air and say that over and over and over again. Then they have the gall and the nerve to wonder why people don't trust them, why people are buying arms like crazy. Because they know they're being vilified. They know they're being demonized. And they know what comes after that. Won't be tomorrow, but history always provides a tyrannical ruler at some point if these things aren't checked. And so if they can't check themselves, people are saying, well, I will be the checkmate. I better get ready. Because history always provides a ruler that will come down on this country. So that's what I'm saying, is that they have the gall to wonder why Americans are getting ready. They have every right to get ready. Go ahead.
Well, I really hope that in this instance that history does repeat itself, because I've said this often. I really hope history repeats itself again, because I feel like right now we're living in the Weimar Republic, and we both know what comes after that.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Lincoln, thanks for calling the show, buddy. Appreciate you, man. Stay strong out to there.
Have a good night,
to
brother.
To you and yours.
Have you, hey, check,
thanks,
check
brother.
Your, check your telegram, too. I'm gonna send you a message.
Good deal. I need to get on that again. Thank you, man. It's Lincoln, folks, from Flyover Country. Good call tonight. Let's get to Paul the Gladiator. Get him on the air. Gladiator, how are you doing?
Good, man. What's going on tonight?
Hey, man. Wild show tonight. Good show.
Yeah, I was able to listen in to the Gunslinger. Hey, you know what I want to be when I grow up?
What's that?
A gunslinger.
Yes.
I want to be just like that in a few more years. I want to sound like
when
that.
When I grow up, I want to be a gunslinger too. awesome, man.
Yeah, you know, so we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary, and Jesus Christ, I hate to think what the 2 year anniversary is going to be, because
no doubt,
unbelievable. You know, and who knew that we'd have such a good friend in Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema to back down the radical left in the Senate on voting rights and the filibuster. You know, I mean, who knew that we would have a friend in either one of them? And just, you know, basically because they got voted in by Republican counties and states in West Virginia and Arizona, that they're towing the line strong. And Biden and Schumer and Pelosi, I mean, they just have no idea what to do with those two. It's unbelievable. They are so frustrated by their own party
holdouts. I love it. It's great to see, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Amazing stuff, man.
Yeah, it's like they, you know, they want to eat their young like lions in the desert, right? And
absolutely,
and they're basically calling them out, you know, like on the playground, pointing their fingers, sticking their tongue out at them, and Manchin and Sinema are like, look, you know, we're going back home and we want to get reelected, so if we push your radical system out, you know, they'll come after us with pitchforks. We don't want that, and you know, that it has to be stopped. I mean, we cannot have people walk up to a polling booth, register to vote, and then vote without proper ID, and you can't even register the same day. It's unbelievable what they want to allow. They would literally allow every immigrant that walks into
the... Hey, Paul, you're kind of breaking up, Paul.
Oh, hang on. So with this voting law... Yeah, this voting law... Yeah, if this voting law were to have passed, they would allow any immigrant to literally walk over the border, walk over to a polling station, register to vote without ID, and vote for the Democrat, and then walk their way into America after they voted. I mean, it was such a ridiculous law. It was unbelievable, right? And then how they're so surprised that, you know, over 250 years of a Senate where you need 60% of the senators to make a law, and they're like, no, because we only have 50.1%, we want to change the laws of the Senate. Like, are you out of your mind? I mean, why don't we just, like Gunslinger said, you know, why don't we just make the Democratic president the monarch? Let's just make him the king, you know, and then we can bring all the tea. And instead of dumping it in the Boston Harbor, we'll just give the tea to everybody and hit them with a $10 tax for every tea bag. I mean, dude, they have no – they can't even fathom the history that this country was built on, or the legacy that was given to us by our founding fathers. They just want to destroy it all because they hold the power now. And – man, they're in for a rude awakening. I believe November is going to literally tip over in the Senate and the House, and then you'll have a lame duck president for 2 years because, you know, he's not going to go again. They're not going to let a 97-year-old guy go for the presidency for the nomination. I mean, I'm exaggerating here, but, you know, they would never let an 82-year-old man go for the nomination. I mean, come on, seriously? Would they allow? I mean, okay, technically he'll be 81 in November for the presidential election, but he'd be inaugurated at 82. There's no way the Democratic Party's that ridiculously stupid, right? I mean, are they? They may be.
I think they are. I think they are, but we'll see what they do.
Yeah, yeah, man. It's crazy.
Awesome, Paul. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Paul the Gladiator from his compound. Good points there on the political front. Got to love all that. Let me pose you a question, America. It was Nancy Pelosi's responsibility to secure the Capitol. President Donald Trump requested 10,000 National Guard troops last January of 2021. Nancy Pelosi refused to bring them in. She intentionally failed to provide adequate police presence and security on the Capitol grounds. The little dirty truth on this January 6th, quote, insurrection is that she wanted them to come to the Capitol. She wanted the Trump supporters to enter. She instructed the Capitol Police to allow them in because she wanted the insurrection narrative to run on for the Democrat Party, to empower the Democrat Party. It's been widely known that the FBI even sent event provocateurs allegedly, of course, into the crowd. This was an inside job. The Capitol was left unprotected during the Trump rally on purpose. Light security. This is the real insurrection. This is the big lie that Nancy Pelosi had adequate and normal security at the U.S. Capitol grounds. Where is the investigation on that? The level of police, the level of security, by many reports, was downplayed, encouraging people to storm the gates. Democrat Party, again, wanted to run on the insurrection theme and narrative, surreptitiously not telling you that they created this house of cards, this straw man, all by themselves. At the same time, they call you losers, America. They call all the Trump people losers. We don't on my show. We know better. But the Democrats are trying to ruin everyone's life. Just know that going forward. And don't be called a loser, America. Sounds like those 1960s biker movies.
This chick's out for kicks and in for trouble with the born losers.
Just how was the mom initiated?
By getting it from everybody.
We're not coming out of orbit for 3 days.
Look at this! 600 Somalis!
These are the born losers, the sickest sickle gang that ever terrorized a town while the law stood helpless.
If only one of us had the guts to just cut them down.
I've been wanting to crack at you from the beginning.
Are you planning on fighting or talking me to death?
Mr. District Attorney, any truth to the rumors that the girls will refuse to testify?
Remember, all you need is one witness to obtain an indictment.
Born losers, and they know it.
Please, don't do that.
How about a pretty please on your knees?
On your knees?
Billy Jack, I'm going to kill you if it's the last thing I do.
Don't be a born loser. Love that. Now, we had a great call tonight, a new caller from West Virginia, Zachary. And our position on the show has always been this, that we need all hands on deck. If you're arrested or shot or incarcerated, if you're dead, you're of no use to anyone going forward on the right wing that may need you or may need your services. Now is not the time to be militant. Now is the precise time to make those strong alliances, to make those organizations work, build up your clubs, build up your groups. Do it now. Train the young people to fight, to grow food, to garden, to prep, all the things we've been talking about on this show for years. In years. It's nothing new. If you're a new caller, if you just heard the show for the last 6 months, we've been talking about these themes since 2015 for years. I've been on the radio, on the air. I told you before, don't do anything crazy. Use your common sense. Be smart. Remember, most of the police don't even know it, but they're brainwashed. If you get out of line on the right wing, they're going to throw the book at you. If you're a leftist, they give you a long rope. You can riot, burn down police buildings in Portland. You can take over a block in Seattle and call it the chop block. You can kill people in Chicago or New York and get away with it. All that's fine. You can riot in D.C. That's fine. if you're on the right wing, remember, you're on double secret probation. Got to be very careful what you do. Got to use your common sense. Don't get in trouble. Don't be paranoid, but don't get in trouble either. Vet the people around you. Know who you are talking to at all times. But we're so glad that you're all here tonight. And we're going to do a little bit of overtime tonight. So get a cocktail. I'll play you a song that came to the studio from a band in Moscow, of all places. And they want to sound like an American band from the 1960s or 70s. So get your adult beverage, and I'll be right back as I give you the Thunderbeats.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here,